All right, maybe you're like me. I've never sat down and listened to someone say, you know, I'm going to start smoking, and then I'm going to try to get up to a pack or two a day within a few months. I've never heard anybody say, I'm going to start drinking alcohol, I'm going to start using pot, I'm going to start doing something. I'm going to see if I can get my tolerance up to the point where it almost overtakes my life. I've never heard anybody talk like that. But yet, many people, myself included at one point in my life, find themselves there. Now, how do we get from the genesis of starting to use a substance or a practice of behavior to a full-blown addiction? So let's start in a series of videos. Let's first of all define what addiction means. Let's call it a state of being where you are, here's a strong word, enslaved. You're enslaved to a habit or a practice, a substance or a behavior that if you withdrew that substance or behavior from your life, it would cause trauma. It would cause problems, maybe physiological problems, or psychological problems, emotional problems. So if we get enslaved to a behavior or a substance to the point where we cannot do without it, without experiencing some loss or trauma, we're probably full-blown addicted. Now, no one sought to get there, but we find ourselves there. So let's talk about two different kinds of addiction. One is substance addiction, and the other is behavioral addiction. All right, substance addiction, as you might guess, are alcohol, drugs, prescription drugs, illegal drugs, caffeine, nicotine, sedatives, marijuana, you know, crack cocaine, whatever it is. There's a substance, a controlled substance that can easily, if not managed properly, control us. That would be a substance addiction. The second one is behavioral addiction. Okay, that would be something like gambling or eating problems, eating addictions, full-blown gluttony, exercise addiction, sexual addiction, addiction to pornography, addiction to hoarding. You see this on cable TV now, it's a big deal. Addictions to shopping, addictions to stealing things. So whatever it may be, there's these two types of things that can enslave us. Now, what is this all about? Well, in this series of videos on Life Points, I want to define, identify, and look at ways to self-test and maybe even find some recovery to overcome these enslaving behaviors and practices in our life. I think you'll find it interesting to find where you are in each video, if in fact you are on your way to or in the midst of a full-blown addiction. Why do addictions exist in this world? Well, they exist primarily because you and I live in a fallen, broken, never satisfied world. We live in a world where everyone breathing is a sinner and falls short of the glory of God. We are fractured in our relationship with God. And because of that fractured relationship, that broken alienation, we need things. We want things. We feel things. We want to escape things. We want to deny things. We want to be deceitful about things. But there is a way out, and I want to talk to you about the way out of that pain and that stress and identifying those triggers and the anxiety and the worry and the confusion and the voids, the emptiness, the loneliness that we feel, that even the social alienation we feel, that we try to fill those voids with something that's going to hide it, anesthetize our pain, give us a better feeling, although temporary. And I want to begin to pose to you some questions as to, one, are you addicted? Are your friends addicted? Is there something you could do to help somebody? And are you in need of freedom? So here at Life Points, we've got a series of these videos on addiction, and I trust you'll find them both informative and inspirational. Let's get rolling. We'll get into the next one here real quick.